My name is Izetta Morris Steele. I am talking with Mrs. Saul in the home of Mrs. Saul and her daughter Marjorie Rogers in Campbell County, Kentucky, in Fort Thomas, Campbell County, Kentucky. Today's date is November 3rd, 1983. Mrs. Saul, are you agreeable to being interviewed on tape?
Yes, I am.
Just to make my record correct, would you please spell your full name, all of your name?
L-E-N-O-R-E B-E-C-K-E-R S-A-A-L.
And what is your spouse's name?
Samuel Walter.
And I believe he is deceased?
Yes, he is.
And how many years ago was it that he died?
2.5 years ago.
And would you please spell his name in full?
S-A-M-U-E-L W-A-L-T-E-R S-A-A-L.
And what is your occupation, Mrs. Saul?
Housewife.
And what was your husband's occupation?
He was a musician, and he also worked in a band and tag factory.
And have you lived at this address all of your life?
No, I haven't.
Or where have you lived in other places?
I have lived in my childhood in Indiana, and in Hyde Park, Ohio, and in Kentucky.
And where were you born, Miss Saul?
I was born in Seymour, Indiana.
Is that where you grew up as a little girl?
No, I came to Cincinnati when I was about 4 years old.
And then did you get married in Cincinnati?
No, I got married in Newport, Kentucky.
And then Fort Thomas has been your home
Fort
for many?
Fort Thomas has been my home for about 25 years, I think.
And where were your parents from?
From Seymour, Indiana.
And what were your parents' occupation? Your mother, did she work
outside? Mother was a housewife.
And your father?
And my dad was an electrician and also a school teacher in Cincinnati Public School.
And what were their names? Give me their full names.
Phoebe Becker and Fred Becker.
And what is your religious preference?
Well, I am a Baptist.
And how old are you, Miss Saul?
I'm past 85 years old.
And what is your birth date?
April the 24th, 1898.
Where did you go to school, Miss Saul?
I went to school in Ohio and also in Kentucky.
And what is your highest level of education?
I went to the 8th grade.
Well, thank you for your biographical background. So let's go to your quilting story. Where did you learn to quilt?
When I was 10 years old, I visited my grandmother in Crothersville, Indiana, and she had a quilting bee. And I was so fascinated that got me started in quilting.
Did you join them that day to quilt?
No, I didn't. They wouldn't let me.
Were they all older ladies quilting?
Oh, yes. They belonged to Ladies' Aid Society.
I thought maybe they'd let you put in a stitch in the corner.
No. They were from the Baptist Church in Crothersville, Indiana, and they thought I was too young.
Well, glad that you went, though. I got inspired.
Oh, yes.
for later use. Well, how old were you when you made your first quilt?
When I first got interested again was in 1926. I was 28 years old.
And then have you been quilting off and on ever since?
I've been quilting ever since.
I don't believe it's off and on. I believe it's just on.
Continuously.
Right. Well, who taught you to quilt then when you really got down to it?
Well, my mother-in-law really got me started again in piecing quilts, and my mother taught me how to do the stitching.
Mm-hmm. Now, what was your mother-in-law's name?
Effie Saul.
And then you had a family history of both mother and mother-in-law?
Yes, I did.
Who were quilters?
And my grandmother.
Were you an only child?
Oh, no.
Were there other sisters or brothers?
I had two sisters and one brother.
Did the other sisters or brothers either quilt any in their lifetime?
They weren't interested in any the handwork at all.
So you let out in the carrying on the quilting interest then. Were there aunts or other people in your family who quilted?
Not that I recall.
So your main quilting was from your grandmother, mother, and mother-in-law. What were some of the patterns that you made early on in your life?
Now I made the New York Beauty puff quilts, cherry blossom quilts, one cross stitch quilt, Rosa Sharon, Dove in the Window, Colonial Girl, Overhaul Boys, California Crossroads,
and on and on.
And on and on. Almost every pattern it does.
Well, from talking with you at an earlier time, I learned you make many more than just one of each pattern. That if
yes,
you find a pattern,
true.
That you just keep going on it. Well, in some of these quilts, the puff quilt, for instance, tell me about some of your experiences and how many of those you've made, and how do you make a puff quilt?
I have made 5 puff quilts, and I just take the squares of... Mostly, I like the cotton because they're so washable. And when you make them for children, I think that it's better than either the wool or the double knits. I make the squares, and then I stuff them with nylon hose, and then tie them like we used to the old-fashioned comforts.
Now tell
and
me,
very warm.
Describe to me how you fix the nylon stocking in there so it'll stay put.
Well, I took and cut the heel and the toe off right around the ankle and rolled them up in a donut shape and slipped them inside and then tie your yarn right through the middle so that when they are washed, your hose stay in the proper place. They do not all wad up in one corner.
And then this is a very colorful, pretty
quilt.
Oh,
yes, yes. Or you, my great-grandson, I made a design in his.
With the squares?
With the squares. Mm-hmm.
Color,
yes.
Placement.
I made a large diamond design with his.
Well, the giving your quilts away, when you mentioned your grandson, did you ever give any other quilts away after you get them made?
Yes, I'm afraid I've given about 31 quilts away.
Well, just as a rough, quick estimate of who do you give them to? Our grandsons being one.
My great-grandchildren and my grandson and my daughters and my sister and my mother and my brother and his wife.
So you've kept the whole family warm.
I've kept them warm, I hope.
Well, some of your other favorite patterns. I know you've enjoyed the puff quilt a lot. Are there some other patterns that you've enjoyed to tell me about?
I like the old-fashioned pieced quilts where you can use the scraps that you have left from sewing. And years ago, we used to get such beautiful percales. And it was a soft material, and it was so lovely to quilt through. A lot of your muslin is too stiff and has too much dressing in. And the quilts just, they were all color fast material. And I really like that, but that material is so hard to get today. If there's one or two places you can send for it.
And that's the 100% cotton?
That's 100%, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well then, how much time does it take you to make some of these quilts? Have you ever thought about the time you put into making
no,
them?
No, I never kept track of it because it was just piecework for me, and it was mostly just something, pick-up work of an evening to put in my time. I enjoyed doing it, and I was always begging other people for scraps if they had any to finish out quilts with.
Now, did you ever quilt for anyone else?
Oh, yes. I've quilted 43 quilts for other... No, yeah, 43 quilts for other people.
Did they pay you to do this?
Oh, yes, they did.
Well, I hope you didn't just give away your time to everybody.
No. Yes, they did.
Well, has that been recently, or was that
no,
some time ago?
That's the... I can't remember. It must have been about 15 years ago, the last quilt that I quilted for someone else because I had my eyes operated on. And then I wasn't allowed to do any of that. Well, I wouldn't do it for other people because I didn't want to strain my eyes.
Well, then how did you quilt? Did you quilt on a frame or in
yes,
the
I have
or?
The old-fashioned quilting frames.
Did they hang from the ceiling
no,
or on
ma'am,
the horse?
No, they're on horses. I still have them.
The types of places to leave. Did you have a house big enough to leave it up and let you have a quilt going
yes.
all the time?
I had, well, I didn't always have a sewing room, but I would put them in the dining room or in my front bedroom in front of a window where I had good light. And every minute that I could get away from my household chores, I was in at the quilting frames.
Well, I can see that you would have to be there quite a bit to quilt as many quilts as you have. Well, then in a total count of all the quilts that you have made throughout your lifetime, as you recall it, what kind of a number are we talking about? You've quilted for other people, you've quilted for all of the family and given as gifts. Is there kind of a total number of quilts you may have made?
I have finished over 59 quilts. And I still have two in my cupboard to quilt, and I'm finishing another cathedral window.
Another cathedral window. How many of those have you made?
Well, this will be two.
And that's kind of a different process, completely different to any other quilt, isn't it?
Yes, and there's two different patterns that you can make with the cathedral window.
When you make them with the window, do you try to get a different scrap in every window, or do you repeat?
The one I'm doing now, yes. The other one is all one, blue and white.
The windows are all the same color?
They're all the same. Mm-hmm.
Well, that would be interesting.
Yes.
I had always seen it in different multitudinous mm-hmm. colors.
And it is a larger square than the other is smaller.
Now, have you given both of those away, too?
Oh, no. I still have both of those.
I didn't know who the lucky person was going to be. Well, in your opinion, had you rather make the cathedral-type quilt, the scrap pieced quilt, or the puff quilt? What's your favorite?
I would much rather do the pieced quilts than any, because to me, you can make them so colorful. I'm not too sold on applique, and all my work is handwork. I don't do any of my work on machine.
So you construct on
it's
hand
by hand?
It's
all handwork. When you say hand quilted and handmade quilt, it's handmade.
So the invention of the machine didn't change your quilt method a bit.
No, it didn't. Uh-uh.
Well, that would be a tremendously valuable quilt at this time, because many of them now are made on the machine and quilted
yes.
by hand.
But I prefer the old-fashioned way. That's the way I was taught, and I still do it that way.
Well, then some of the pieced quilts that you've enjoyed making, tell me some of the patterns again that you mentioned a while ago.
The Ocean Wave, I particularly like that, and the California Crossroads, and I have one quilt that's called the New York Beauty, which is red, white, and blue, and I have so many I can't remember them all. I still have 14 in
and so
your chest.
And your two cathedral windows are among the 14 that you...
No, just one cathedral one. The other I'm finishing. It isn't finished yet. And I have the Sunburst, which is a large star similar to the Texas star, but it has the rays all around the edge of the quilt in the little diamond pieces.
Now, how do you quilt them? Do you quilt by the piece, or do you have another design that you overlay in the quilting style?
Well, it's according to your quilt. You don't want too busy a background. If you do, it detracts from the pattern of your quilt. So I try to keep the quilting in, that it ties in with the other, but still doesn't distract from the beauty of your pattern.
Well, how do you choose a needle, and what's your method of quilting and stitching?
I like to do the running stitch, and I generally use about a 7 needle.
Don't break very easily if you go through a thick spot?
If your quilt needle is too thick, you cannot get the small stitches that you can with a finer needle. But if your needle is too fine, it has a tendency to break. And I'm always afraid a piece might stay in the batting or something, which would not be good.
Right. Did you ever participate in a quilting bee other than the one at 10 years old? Was that your only one?
That's the only one. No, I never participated. I've been invited to help quilt over here at the church on Newman Avenue. but I didn't take advantage of it. I was too busy in my own home quilting.
So there's just no time to go out and quilt with other people. You're just too busy. Let's see, have you ever heard of the term Kentucky quilt? Has that ever come to you that there's any particular kind of quilt that's called a Kentucky quilt?
No, but I can't remember what quilt show I went to. They displayed a quilt, which they call the Kentucky quilt, but it was almost identical to the Ohio Rose. So that really didn't mean that much to me.
And so when you see a pattern that they, it would be interesting to know how they decided that was a Kentucky quilt.
Yes, because they, and let's see, that Ohio Rose, there is another name for that, but I can't remember what it is right now.
Well, there's some very similar rose patterns. I'm not sure which one either. But do you have any favorite quilt books or quilt magazines that you enjoy?
I used to take the quilt...
Was it the Quilt
the
World?
The Quilt World. And there was one other, but that's been so many years ago, I can't remember the name of that one.
Well, tell me about the Quilt World that you told me earlier about your collection of those magazines.
Oh, I took it for years, and I made boxes to store them in out of the detergent soap boxes, and cut them, and then covered them with a plastic or a adhesive paper, and then I stored my magazines in there by the years. I had bands around them, so if I wanted a particular pattern, I could just go right in there and find it through the, and I generally had a reference that I could go to and find exactly the patterns that I wanted.
It was like a quilt encyclopedia, wasn't
it? And I have one quilting book now that I bought in 1924, I believe.
And that's still a
rich
treasure.
I still have that. Yes, that's one of my old favorites.
Now, what happened to your magazines?
Well, I sold those when I sold my home because I had no place to store all of my hobby books, so I just had to sell a lot of them, so which I regret today.
So somebody was lucky to get
yes,
all your magazines.
They were.
Do you go to quilt shows? You mentioned something while ago. That,
oh, yes. Yes, we
where do you go, or where do you kind of follow the quilt world?
My daughter generally sees the notice in the paper, and we have gone to quilt shows in Centerville, Ohio, and at Lebanon, and down at Louisville.
And what was the show in Louisville? Was that the Heritage 1800-1900?
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm.
Did you enjoy that show?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And that was sponsored by the Kentucky Heritage Quilt Society.
Yes, it was.
That sponsors this program we're doing right now. So that's, I'm glad that you did get to go to the Kentucky one as well. But did you ever sell a quilt?
Yes, I sold one. I was talked into that. I didn't want to. But
did you, what pattern was it? Or did you recall?
It was the orange peel.
Oh, that's an interesting pattern.
Yes, that was the orange peel.
So that was just sort of by accident that you sold that one?
Well, that was my husband's boss's wife that wanted that quilt, so I just had to break down and let her have it.
Did you ever see men quilt?
I have on television. I tried to get my husband interested, but it didn't work.
Well, on the television then, have you watched the quilt programs?
Oh, yes.
With interest?
Yes, we have.
I have found those to be very interesting too. So I'm real glad that you got to watch those. What do you do with an old quilt that's about to wear out?
Well, I just love all my quilts, and I just can't see one of them discarded. So I generally hunt out scraps that are similar to the pieces that are worn out, and I just replace them. I just put them on top of the original patch and just bind stitch around the edge and then quilt right to the center if it's a little square or a design of any kind. And I have saved so many of my quilts that way, and a lot of them put new binding around the edges too.
And that preserves them
that
much longer.
I have some that's pretty old that I have preserved that
way. What are some of your oldest quilts?
Well,
like how old are some of the older ones? Do you have any of your mother's or great-grandmother's?
No. All the quilts that I have are quilts that I've made for myself.
So it would be your generation
It'll
then?
It'll be my generation.
Did you ever enter a quilt in a fair or a quilt show?
I entered two quilts over in Cincinnati at one of their department stores. But I only left them there for 2 days because when I went over, the public was handling the edges of them. They were getting so terribly soiled. And you can't always get all of that out. And I didn't like the idea of all those people of fingering and handling my quilts, so I asked them to take them down and I brought them back home.
And that's your last quilt
and
show?
And that was last. Well, first and only time.
Then in the attitude about quilts. Now, you know, have you ever made a original design or created a design that was not one that was already suggested to you?
No, I can't say that I am creative in that I'm a better copycat.
Well, it takes all kinds.
And take a pattern and work it out. This one pattern, this one quilt that I have, the New York Beauty, I saw a very small design in a magazine one time. And I had my father to enlarge that and cut the pattern out for me. And he said that was the first and only time that he would do something like that. It was too complicated. But I made the quilt and it is beautiful.
Do you still have that one?
I still have that. And I quilt I made in, I guess in 1930 or 32, something like that.
Did you sign and date your quilts, Miss Saul?
Only one.
And how did you sign and date it? What did you put on it?
I just put Lenore Saul and put the date on it. And I think that's 32 as close as I can remember of that one.
Had you thought of going back and dating the others?
Yes, I have, but it's such a chore when I have so many in there that I just put it off.
Well, in order for the next generation to appreciate your quilts and your work, or the next generation, you might think about that and dating all of them. I know we all find that we forget to do that, but that is the goal now, is to, for when, you know, they're hunting up 100-year-old quilts 100 years from now, then they'll have an idea when that quilt is
made.
Yes,
that's right.
And since you've made so many pretty quilts, to put your name and date about the year when you made them would be a real resource for the people who might inherit your quilts.
Yes, that would. I've often thought of that, but just to go in there and take them out of the cedar chest and start all of just.
It is a formidable job, isn't it?
And with my flower garden quilts, the pieces are small and the quilting is so fine on there. I don't know where I'd find a place big enough on the back unless I would do it in a color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that could be
well,
done.
Well, you might even sign them on the back.
Well, I did this one on the back, the one that I have. But when I had them out and looking at them, I thought, well, where would I sign my name on this one? But it just occurred to me now that I could use the colored thread on the back, and which would show up. The other is in white.
Well, now, since you enjoy the piece quilt and some of these we've mentioned, did you ever applique a quilt?
Yes, I have. But somehow or other, the piece quilt is the one that I like to do the best.
Well, what have you done in an applique pattern?
I did the overhaul boy, and the colonial girl, and
Now that took a little embroidery along with the applique, is that
just
correct?
Just a very small bit of embroidery. And then I did one for Marjorie. I forget which one I gave her.
Well,
I have a quilt. Did you ever hear of a quilt called the Monkey Wrench?
I have seen that in
have
a book.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have
you
a monkey
made that
wrench.
One?
I have the Monkey Wrench in the other room. And
any other patterns you think of?
I have cross-stitched one quilt, but never again.
Did you find that to be kind of boring to do the
no,
same
schedule? No, I enjoyed doing it, but it was hard on my eyes. But I made that for Marjorie, and that's called either, I think it's called a Heritage or a Colonial. It had two patterns. Mm-hmm. But I bought that in a kit, and the cross stitching, the design was already printed on there, where I like to cut my pieces and work them out myself.
So, well, that's your creative part right there. That, see, every quilter
that's what I enjoy
does
more
their own
than
creativity
the other. Mm-hmm.
With the scraps they have and the colors they choose.
Now, the cross-stitching, I think, well, it's all right for pillowcases and other things, but somehow or other, although it turned out beautiful, and when it's on the bed and you look at it, it just looks like patches of the real old-fashioned prints.
Mm-hmm.
That are at least 100 years old. And it turned out beautiful, but it took me about a year to cross stitch it because there was so much work on it.
Well, do you spend a year on these pieced quilts? Does it take you that long to do one of them?
Oh, no, I get started on them.
You just can't quit.
I can't put it down.
Well, then how do you put your quilt in the frame? We haven't talked about once you get it made.
Oh, well, I generally scoot the furniture out of the way, give the rug a good sweeping, and then I put the lining down, and then I put the cotton down, and then the quilt top on top of that, and then baste it here and there so it stays in place, and then I put it in my quilting frames.
Now, does the frame have a bit of a heavy material that you sew it
yes,
to on one
it
end?
Yes, it has. I put the strips of material on both of the long rails. Now, my rails come in two in the middle. They lock in the middle. And then it has a ratchet on the end where I can just twist it a small space at a time. The first quilting frame that I ever owned, my mother made for me out of an old grape arbor in my backyard. And I had those until over years till I saw the newer frames that came out. They used to, years ago, my grandmother just had like two long poles and they put them on the back of their kitchen chairs. And then the ladies sat all around all four sides and quilted at one time.
And then quilted, they rolled to the ends, they kept making it smaller as they would quilt.
And it really was fascinating to watch them.
I've always wondered what they would do if they got a wrinkle. You know, when there's everybody working to the center, if they found that they had not quite put it together smooth.
Well, that's where the problem is. It's better to work toward you.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can start in the center and work toward you, because in quilting, your quilt lining should be 2 inches bigger all the way around than your quilt, because in quilting it takes up your lining.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes your quilt puff. And I do like the new Dacron batting they have today, because it's light, it's warm, it laundries beautiful, and it really makes your quilts puff up. I really like the new line better than the old-fashioned cotton, which we used to have to take apart, and he'd have a thin place here and thick place there, and I like the new Dacron quilt batting much better.
Well, then how did you bind your quilts? Once you finished, how did you finish the edges?
Well, I would take and put the binding on the wrong side and sew it down and then turn it over and then fell it down by hand on the other side.
And would this be a the backing itself that you would whip over,
no,
or a new piece of fabric?
I bound my quilts in the predominant color.
What are some of your favorite colors? We haven't talked about color
that
you
like. Oh, red
is
my favorite
red?
Color. Red and pink, anything in the color, in
bright.
The tints like that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the bright colors.
And then the scrap quilt, then you pick out some of those bright ones and always throw in some pretty.
Oh, I just use everything in the scrap quilt.
Well, what would you say is the value of quilting? What reason have you done all this in your lifetime?
More because I enjoyed it so.
Can you think of a better reason?
No, I can't. Because when I get at the quilting frames, well, I'm just oblivious to the rest of the world. I just love to, I really hate to get up from the quilting frames. I really enjoy sitting there and quilting.
The challenge is never quite over.
It's such a pleasure to see the designs coming out and taking form. I say it's like painting a picture with a needle, like the artists paint with their oil. To me, that's the pleasure that I got out of it. And the last quilt that I just finished about a year ago, no, that was, it hasn't been that long, was a quilt that my daughter embroidered for her granddaughter. And it was all horses, different designs, and every block was different. And that was really a challenge to not spoil the design of the embroidery by the quilting on the in between. So I really enjoyed doing that. I still have two in the cupboard to quilt. One is called the Roman Stripe, and the other is just another scrap quilt with real large stars made out of small diamonds. But I did it because that's all we used on our beds for bedding. And then I made so many of the log cabin quilts out of wool pieces. I had a neighbor who worked. And when they would change from the fall to the spring or the spring to the fall suits, he would bring those books of swatches home of those beautiful wool pieces and give them to me. And I made so many of the log cabin quilts out of those. And they were so nice and warm in wintertime.
That sounds lovely. That would be a resource of fabric. That would be exciting.
I guess I'm a recycler.
That sounds terrific. Yeah. In the advising other people about quilting or telling other people your quilt story, do you have any advice to someone who never did quilt? Would you make any suggestions of how they might think about this?
If they were interested along that line, I think it would be a wonderful pastime.
Does it grow on you?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I'm afraid it does.
Well, they say that there's this loving quilt, you become a quilt nut, that you just sort of think in beautiful terms of everything you see as a quilt pattern.
That's right. And I enjoy going to the different displays to see if I can find something different there.
Well, what's your opinion about the new trend in quilting that is really a modern artistic expression that's not, you know, our conventional quilt?
I'm sorry, but that leaves me cold.
I'm afraid of that.
I cannot find anything in
pictures. You know that now they do pictorial work.
And I saw one that was called a layered quilt, where they put a design down of a. To me, it was busy. Had a lot of flowers, but they were sort of muted, and like trees in background. And then they would cut another piece of material out, lay that on top, like in the shape of a horse. And they would put that on top of that original piece. And then on top of that, they would put something else. And they called it a layered quilt. But that didn't do one thing for me. I'm too old-fashioned, I guess. I like the other pieced quilts much better.
Well, I think we all have an opportunity to put our personal expression in these things.
I think so, too, yes.
And the artistic expression can be interpreted in lots of different ways. And do you have anything else you'd like to say about your quilt story?
Well, I'm trying to think how many states that I've quilted in.
Okay.
For people that I've quilted in. Six states for people in different
of these people that wanted you to do their quilt.
Yeah, in New York City and in Florida and in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Kentucky. And there should be another one if I could think of it. Oh.
Was there another one? Was there California?
Yes, I believe there was.
Well, how did they get a hold of you, Miss Saul? How did they find you?
Well, mostly they found me through friends or people that went to church that knew that I quilted. And they would be a sister-in-law or a friend of theirs or a cousin, and they would be up here visiting, and they'd contact me and see if I would quilt for them. I always found out what kind of quilt it was, and if they weren't in too big of a hurry, because with keeping a house and a family, I just couldn't put a time limit on, because it's pickup work, and it's work that I enjoyed doing. It was a pleasure. Where if I had a time limit and it became a task, I would not have enjoyed it. So they would mail the quilts to me, and when they were finished, then I would mail them back to them.
Did they leave instructions as to how they wanted to quilt it?
Oh, no, they left that up to me. They left that up to me.
Mm-hmm. And what were some of the patterns of those you quilted for other people? Would they be the patchwork or
oh,
the applique?
Yeah. Well,
or?
No, they were nearly all patchwork quilts, I think. Flower gardens and Dresden plates and double wedding rings, quilts along that line.
Mm-hmm. Be lovely to quilt them then.
Yes, I really enjoyed it.
Well, which did you enjoy more than quilting, the ones you've made or the ones someone else
made?
Oh, no.
If it's a quilt, that's all that's necessary.
Well, I think that you sound like a true dyed-in-the-wool quilter.
I'm afraid I am.
And if you have anything you want to add, we'll finish the tape right away. But if
no,
you have anything else?
I have enjoyed this interview. I really have.
Well, you have been a joy to talk to. I get real excited to go home and start to quilt. So we thank you very much, and we appreciate your sharing your quilt story.
Well, thank you, Isetta.